That's our ring. Time for Long and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Norman Abner accidentally opened one of Miss Hartford's letters from the Matrimonial Bureau and discovered that Lum was listed among the prospects being submitted to Miss Hartford. They tried to hide the letter from her, but to no avail. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Cedric Weehunt in the Jotham Down store trying to get Abner to help him study for a test to decide his scholastic eligibility. Listen.
Well, I'll be proud to help you study for that test, Cedric, but I don't believe you better ask Lum to help you today.
Why not? He said he would the other day.
I know, but this is one of his worrying days. Best not to bother him. Hates to be interrupted when he's worrying, you know.
Well, ain't every day his worrying day?
Well, sorry, but this is an extra. He's worrying special good right now.
Oh, what about?
Oh, something. I don't believe he'd like for me to tell you, Cedric.
Oh, all right. Well, let's start studying then.
See, Miss Hartford got a letter from the Matrimonies Bureau, and we opened it by mistake.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Inside it give a list of fellers' descriptions and their pictures, and right there amongst them was an old picture of Lum.
Well, you don't need to tell me about it.
So, when he seen her coming in here, why, he had me hide the letter in a coffee grinder. But she found it. And now Lum is worrying about what she's going to think when she finds his picture in there. He's afeard that she'll think he's pre-posing to her by mail.
Yeah, well, let's get to studying.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, I don't think she'll ever recognize Lum from that picture. It was took might not 30 years ago. He thinks he still looks like that.
Yeah, well, come on. I want to pass that test so as I can play on the football team again.
Uh-huh. I don't think I better tell you about Lum, though, Cedric. He wouldn't like it, I don't believe.
Well, that's all right. I don't care if you don't tell me. Now, how about this studying? That's what I'm interested in.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Cedric. Proud you're taking such a big interest in your schoolwork. You're a good boy, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Well, it ain't the schoolwork I like, though. It's getting to play in that game against Cherry Hill that I'm thinking about. I'm the big hero of the team, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Team's no good without me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's see.
I'm the whole team, you might say.
Yeah, that's fine, fine. Well, what do we take up first?
I'm the big hero.
I know that, Cedric.
Pigskin hero.
Pigskin?
Yes,
I wouldn't call myself names like that, Cedric. You don't look as bad as all that. You're too modest is your trouble.
Yes, Mom.
All is running yourself down. You'll get the unfair or complex if you ain't careful.
Yes, Mom. I guess I do have to be careful about that.
Of course you do. Now, what do we take up first now?
Well, we have to take up everything, I think.
Everything?
Yeah, Miss Emmeline said this test was going to cover every subject.
Yeah, well, we'll have to take them up one at a time, though, Cedric. You'll get mixed up if you try to learn all your lessons together that way.
Oh, it don't matter. I'll get mixed up no matter what way you learn them to me. Might as well just throw them at me all at one time.
No, we'll take them up separate, Cedric. Well, how about geographies?
How about what?
Geographies.
See there, I'm mixed up already. Don't even know what that is.
Well, we better work up to that and gradually, I reckon. Well, what other things you supposed to know for this test, Cedric?
Oh, I'm supposed to know how to write my name.
Full name?
Yeah, I have to put that up at the top of the paper.
Well, all me, you can do that, can't you, Cedric?
Well, on my good days, yes.
Oh.
Wouldn't hurt to brush up on that, though, sorter.
Ah?
I'd like to get off to a good start on this test.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea, all right. Well, you can practice writing your name by yourself that way, Cedric. What else now?
Wait a minute. Miss Emmeline, give me a list of junk I'm supposed to study.
Oh, you got it wrote down, huh?
Yeah, wrote it down on a piece of paper for me.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. Get it out. That's exactly what we want, so I'll know what to learn you.
Yes, Mom.
Why didn't you mention that before, Cedric? We wouldn't have had to do all this questioning.
Well, it just never seemed to come up in the conversation.
Oh.
Here it is.
Yeah, give it here. Let me look that thing over. Now we're getting someplace. Well, let's see here, Grandma.
Mom?
That's a good one to start on, too. Easy. How's your grammar, Cedric?
Oh, I know what that is. You thought I was going to say pretty good. I know it ain't my grandma, because I done asked a teacher that.
Oh, I know that, Cedric. What I mean is that, how's your grammar?
Well, I told you she's pretty good. Uncle Charlie went down to see her about a month ago, and then he wrote a letter to Mama after he'd saw her, and do you know what he said in that letter?
No, I don't, Cedric.
Neither do I.
Oh.
I was sort of hoping you knowed so as you could help me answer that first question there.
What first question?
That one you just give me. How's my grammar?
I said grammar. Now, Cedric, you know that's different. Grammar is English.
No, mine ain't. She's part Dutch and part Virginian.
I know that,
from
Cedric.
Oklahoma. Now she goes to the Baptist church.
Well, I'm proud she does. It's a good thing to do. But, Cedric, what I'm talking about is a subject that you study at school. It's about sentences and words and, well, all such as that.
Oh.
Learns you how to talk good grammar, like me and Lom does.
Oh.
Like, for incidents, take the sentence, the dog ain't at his vittles, but he ought to.
Why ain't he?
Well, now, wait, Cedric. Good grammar learns you that sentence ain't right.
It ain't, huh?
No, it ain't.
He did eat them, huh?
No, here's the reason, Cedric. I'll repeat the sentence so you'll be sure and understand it. The dog ain't at his vittles, but he ought to. Now, the reason that's wrong is because you ain't supposed to say ain't.
You ain't, huh?
No, sir, you ain't. Just recollect that. Ought never to say ain't.
Well, what are you supposed to say?
Why, you're supposed to say, see now. The dog ain't at. He ain't not at. No. He am not at. No, I know that. He is not at. Never at. Never not at. The dog is here.
How long has it been since he ate, anyway?
Dog is that is peculiar.
About him not eating, you mean?
Huh?
Well, I don't think it's so peculiar. Maybe he's sick, maybe.
No, I mean about ain't. I know it ain't right to say ain't, Cedric. But I'm a polka-dotted possum if I can see what you ought to use instead of it.
Is his nose hot and dry?
No, sir, I can't figure that out.
Well, if you could just get him to eat again, he'd sort of solve everything.
Yeah, you're right. Then you could say he is eating. I know that's right. When he gets off his feed, it gets me mixed up. That's the trouble.
Have you tried feeding him some of that canned dog food?
Huh?
That stuff's supposed to be pretty good. I don't care for it particularly myself, but
huh?
It's good in sandwiches, too. I like it might not as good as peanut butter, I think.
Wait a minute. I believe I got something here. That dog hasn't not... No. Better drop the subject, Cedric. Maybe Lom can help you with that later on. See what's the next on the list here, Miss Emily, and give you. We'll skip to that quick.
I feel bad about that poor little dog. Makes me sad.
Reading.
Mom?
That's the next subject, reading. You need help with that, Cedric?
Just a minute and I'll see. Got my reader right here in my pocket.
Oh.
Wait till I get it out.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just let's see how good you are in that.
Start right at the first of it, I reckon.
Yeah, that's a good place to start. Go right ahead now.
I tried reading it the other way, but it don't sound right.
No, the first is a place to start a book.
Oh, let's see now. Yep, I do.
Do what, Cedric?
Need help.
Oh.
It's the words that's bothering me most.
Words, huh?
Yeah. Here, you take it and read it to me once, and then I believe I can catch on to it.
Yeah, sure. Is this where you start?
Yes, Mom.
Ned hits the ball. Ned throws the ball.
This is interesting.
It's pretty good, too, to hit it before he throws it. Ned throws the ball to Earl. Earl catches the ball.
Is that Earl Pomeroy?
No, he's too old a fella for this. Earl throws it. Doggies, wait a minute.
Must be at a cat rack throwing all that me.
Earl Pomeroy is the only Earl around here that I know of. Don't reckon this could be him, do you?
Must be him.
Well, what do you know about that? No wonder his place is a run down. Out playing ball with the young'uns when he ought to be doing his chores.
Well, read some more, Mr. Abner. That's an interesting story.
Yeah, let's see.
Want to see how the game come out.
Never know that dad blame Earl got himself in the books. Earl throws the ball in the water.
Oh, that's a shame.
Ain't even got a good aim.
Must have been playing over by the mill pond.
The dog swims after the ball.
I thought he was sick.
The dog brings the ball to Earl. Earl throws the ball back in the water for the dog to chase.
Well, that dog's it in the meantime.
Dog, there's the trouble with the dog right there, Cedric. That dead blame Earl Pomeroy wore him out making him chase that crazy ball all over that place.
You know, that water in the mill pond's awful cold this time of the year, too.
Why, of course it is. That dog's more than likely got the pneumonia. That's what happened to him. I better get him there to the dog doctor quick as I can.
Yes, Mom, you better do it.
Oh, me, you'd think a grown man like Earl Pomeroy would have more sense than to do a thing like that. Crazy idiot. That no good barman.
You better hurry, Mr. Abner.
I bound you that crazy Earl done this on a purpose, too, Cedric.
Poor old dog.
He knowed good and well that was my dog. Old Blue's too dead blame old to go swimming around in ice water, and Earl knows it.
Of course he is.
Yes, sir.
Poor old Blue. Got the pneumonia.
That Earl Pomeroy was one of the meanest, low-downest, honorest critters I ever knowed. He ought to be horsewhipped.
Hey, Mr. Abner, you better hurry, too. I'll watch the store for you while you go out and take old Blue to the veterinary.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Cedric. I better make a phone call first here, though.
Yes, Mom.
Doggy, that's
better see if he's
ailing.
He might be out to the Watkins' place. I know they got a hog out there that's ailing.
I've heard of a lot of low-down, honorary tricks being played on me, but never in my life. Wait a minute. Hello? Is that you, Earl?
Well, Earl, he ain't the vet.
This is Abner Peabody. All right, Dogas, if you ever lay a hand on old Blue again, I'll whop you within an inch of your life. Goodbye.
Well, that takes care of Earl Pomeroy, but it doesn't help Cedric with his studies very much, nor does it relieve Lum of any of his current worries. Well, join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.